Hello. Welcome to a new episode of Everyday English Idioms with Eloquence. Okay, so today we're going to look at the idiom, take the plunge. What does the word plunge mean? Well, it means to immerse something, or even oneself, into something quickly. And it can often indicate sudden movement, usually in a downward direction. For example, when we jump into a swimming pool, we're plunging into the water. We can use the word plunge as a verb or a noun, and sometimes we don't use it to mean sudden immersion into something. Sometimes we can use it to indicate a sudden fall or decrease, usually in financial contexts. For example, we might say that share prices plunged or that sales plunged as a result of uncertainty in the financial markets. So, let's return to today's idiom. To take the plunge means to make a courageous decision to do something that might be challenging. When you decided to study English, you took the plunge. Here are some examples of how we can use this idiom in normal everyday communication. After finishing my degree, I took the plunge and moved to a different city to start my career. He was anxious about losing financial security if he left his job, but he took the plunge and resigned from his post to launch his own company. If you need clarification on the construction, left his job, or resigned from his post, feel free to contact me via the English with Eloquence website. Here's another one. They'd been dating for 5 years before they took the plunge and got married. After being in lockdown for 3 months, people were nervous about taking the plunge back into using public transport. Again, if you need clarification about the construction of back into, please feel free to contact me. Okay, this is going to be difficult, but we're going to have to take the plunge and reduce our overheads, which means we'll have to make some redundancies. I know that studying whilst working full-time can be challenging, but I'm going to take the plunge and take the course. So, there we are. I hope that this podcast has helped you understand this idiom and that you now feel more comfortable about using it yourself. Remember, using idioms appropriately in English can help you sound more natural when you're speaking with native English speakers. If you'd like to practice using the idioms you've learned so far with a native speaking English language coach, contact me via the website englishwitheloquence.com. Thank you for listening. As always, I wish you all the very best. Stay safe and stay positive.